Revi, Vatichleno Sheva Shnei Hasovo. And the 7 years of plenty ended, Asher Hoyo Beretz Mitzrayim, that were in the land of Mitzrayim. Vatichileno Sheva Shnei Harov Lovoy. The 7 years of hunger started to come. Kasher Omar Yosef, just like Yosef predicted. Vayhi Rov Bechol Ho Arotzois. And there was hunger in all the surrounding lands. Uvchol Eretz Mitzrayim Hoyo Lochem. But in the land of Mitzrayim, there was bread. In Yosef's storage houses, there was bread. Vatirav Kol Eretz Mitzrayim. And the whole land of Mitzrayim was starving, because when they privately stored tzvua, it did not last. Vayitzach ha'om el pari lalochem, and the nation screamed to Pari for bread. Vayom pari l'chol Mitzrayim l'chu el Yosef, and Pari told the Mitzrayim, go to Yosef, asher yoyma lochem tasu, whatever he tells you, you shall do. The Mitzrayim came to Pari and told Pari that Yosef will only sell us tzvua if we have a bris milah. So Pari answered, why didn't you save and preserve your own tefua? Why do you have to rely on Yosef? They answered, we did, but all our tefua rotted. So Pari said, if that's the case, he was Geyser, he decreed upon your crop to rot. What if he decrees upon us to die? Anything Yosef says, you shall do, even if he tells you to have a bris milah. Maskal David offers two pshatim why Yosef wanted the Mitzrayim to have a bris milah. One pshat, he says, is in order that the Mitzrayim should be similar to him. He was afraid that maybe the Mitzrayim would disassociate themselves from him, since he was different than them. He had a bris milah and they did not. Therefore, he commanded the whole Mitzrayim to have a bris milah. This way, the Mitzrayim and Yosef were similar. Maskal David says a second pshat, that Yosef knew about the cherem that the brothers made, that nobody should tell Yaakov that Yosef was still alive. But Yosef figured maybe he could hint to his father that he was still alive and his father would not have any more tsar. So he commanded that every Mitzri should have a bris milah. This was an unusual demand from the viceroy of Mitzrayim. Yosef was hoping that maybe this news will come to Yaakov. Yaakov will hear about the viceroy commanding everybody to have a bris milah, and he will look into it. Why would the viceroy of Mitzrayim ask such an unusual demand of his people? And then he will find out that this was really Yosef, his son, who was the viceroy of Mitzrayim. This way, Yaakov will not be in Tsar anymore. That was Yosef's plan. It was a way to hint to Yaakov that he was still alive. And the pasuk continues, V'harov hoyo al kol pnei ha'oretz. The hunger was even on the wealthy people of the land, the pnei ha'oretz. V'yiftach Yosef, and Yosef opened, eis kol asher bohem, anything that had tefua in it, any storage house that had grain, v'yishbar l'mitzrayim, and he sold it to Mitzrayim. V'yechazak harov be'eretz Mitzrayim. The hunger was very strong in the land of Mitzrayim. V'chol ha'oretz bo'u Mitzrayim, and all the lands came to Mitzrayim, lishbar el Yosef. Rashi brings down two pshatim. Either it means el Yosef lishbar, they came to Yosef to buy, or lishbar el Yosef means lishbar min Yosef, they bought from Yosef. Ki chozak harov b'chol ha'oretz, because the hunger was very great in the land. Zokt Rashi, pasuk nun hei, v'tirav kol eretz Mitzrayim, sheher kiva tvuasam, she'otru, their tvua that they gathered, rotted, chutz mishal Yosef, except Yosef's tvua. Asher yoymer lachem tasu, Pari said, whatever Yosef says, you should do, lefi shehi Yosef oymer lahem she'imoylu, since Yosef was telling them to have a bris milah, ukshebo eitzel Pari. When they came to Pari v'oymrim, and they said, kachu oymer lanu, this is what he is telling us to have a bris milah, omar lo, loma lo tzivartem bor. He said to them, why didn't you gather grain? Did he not call out to you that the years of hunger are coming? Amruloi, they said to Pari, Osafnu harbe v'hirkiva, we gathered a lot of grain, but it all rotted. Omar lohem, so Pari said to them, Imkein kol asher yoymer lachem tasu, if that's the case, anything that Yosef says, you should do. Hari gozer al tefua v'hirkiva, he decreed upon the crops, and they rotted. Ma im yigzor olenu v'namus, what will be if he decrees upon us to die? So we better do whatever he says. And the hunger was, Al kol pnei ha'aretz. Mihem pnei ha'aretz. Who are the face of the land? Elu ha'ashirim. This is referring to the wealthy people. Es kol asher bahem. He opened anything that had in them. Kitagumai. Dei behoin ibura. Anything that had in them, grain. Vayishbar le'mitzrayim. And he sold it to Mitzrayim. Zakrashi, Shever Lashon Mecher u Lashon Kinyin Hu. Shever can be used as a language of selling or buying. Kan Meshamish Lashon Mecher. Over here in Pasuk Nun Vav, Vayishbar LeMitzrayim means that he sold it to Mitzrayim. It is a Lashon of Mecher. The Pasuk in Perik, Mem Gimel, Pasuk Beis, where it says, Shivru Lanu Ma'at Oichel, buy for us a little bit food, Lashon Kinyin. Over there, Shivru means to buy. Va'ayin in Maskel David and other Mefarshi Rashi, who discuss, why did Rashi have to bring the raya that Shever can mean a Lashon Kinyan from Perik Mem Gimel Pasuk Beis? Why didn't Rashi bring Pasuk Nun Zayin, the next Pasuk, where it says, Lishbar El Yosef, they bought from Yosef. Over there we see that Shever means to buy. He did not have to go so far away to bring his raya. Zot Rashi, Va'al Toimar Enoi Ki'im Betfua. Do not think that the Lashon of Shever is used to mean buying and selling only when one is buying or selling grain. Since the word shever can mean grain also, so the Torah would only use a lashon of shever for buying and selling by grain. Sha'af b'yayin v'cholav mitzinu, because we find the lashon of shever to mean buying even by wine and milk. Like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Uluchu shivru b'lo kesef uvelo mechir yayin v'cholav. Go buy without money and without a price wine and milk. So we see that the pasuk says shever even when it is not referring to grain. The whole land came to Mitzrayim to Yosef to buy. The pasuk says Lishbar El Yosef. Rashi says it means El Yosef Lishbar. They came to Yosef to buy. Ve'im tedar sheru kisidroi, because if you want to read it in its regular order, the way the pasuk writes it, Hayitzarach lichtav Lishbar min Yosef. The pasuk should have written that they came to buy min Yosef, not El Yosef. So therefore, the pshat is El Yosef Lishbar. They came to Yosef to buy. And the pasuk continues, Vayar Yaakov and Yaakov saw, Ki yesh shever b'mitzroyim, that there was grain in Mitzrayim. That is the simple meaning of the pasuk. Yaakov saw that there was grain in Mitzrayim, and therefore he sent the Shvatim to go down to Mitzrayim to buy the grain. Rashi is bothered by this pshat, because is it possible that Yaakov actually saw that there was grain in Mitzrayim? Yaakov lived in the land of Canaan. How was he able to see the grain in Mitzrayim? He therefore learns, Vayar Yaakov, and Yaakov saw through his aspaklaria shel kodesh, through his holy vision, through ruach hakodesh, he saw, ki yesh sever b'mitzrayim, that there was hope in Mitzrayim. He saw that there was good news in Mitzrayim, but he did not have a clear vision to see that it was Yosef who was alive. That was the good vision. He did not see that. He just saw that there was hope in Mitzrayim. Vayomer Yaakov Levonov, and Yaakov said to his sons, Lama Tisra'u. Rashi brings down three pshatim in what Lama Tisra'u means. Rashi in his first pshat says, the Lashon of Tisra'u is from the Lashon of Raveh, which means to be satisfied. At that point, the Shvatim had food. Yaakov said, Lama Tisra'u, why should you show yourself in front of the Bnei Esav and Bnei Yishmael as if you are satisfied? If they see that you have food, they might come and take the food away from us. Therefore, let us go down to Mitzrayim and buy food as if we do not have food. But really, they had food. Lama Tisra'u, why should we show as if we are satisfied? Rashi, in his second pshat, says, Lama Tisra'u, why should people look at us and wonder why we do not buy food before we run out? According to this pshat, the Lashon of Tisra'u means a Lashon of Re'iyah, Lama Tisra'u, why should people look at you? And Rashi's third pshat is, Lama Tisra'u, why should you become weak through hunger? Tisra'u, a lashon of becoming weak. Vayomer and Yaakov said, Hine Shamati, behold, I have heard, Ki yesh shever b'mitzrayim, that there is grain in Mitzrayim. Ridu Shama, go down over there to Mitzrayim. V'shivru lanu misham, and buy for us from there. V'nichye, this way we will live, v'loy nomos, and we will not die. Rashi earlier on the pasuk Lama Tisra'u brought down three pshatim. Rashi's third pshat, Lama Tisra'u, means that why should we become weak through hunger? According to that, The pasuk over here means v'nichyev leinamos. Buy grain from Mitzrayim. This way we will live and we will not die through hunger. But according to Rashi's first pshat, that really they had food. They were just worried that they should not show themselves as if they are satisfied in front of the eyes of the Bnei Yishmael and the Bnei Esav. L'chaira, then the pshat in the pasuk over here, v'nichyev leinamos, means buy food from Mitzrayim. This way, v'nichyev leinamos, we will not be killed by the Bnei Esav and the Bnei Yishmael, who might want to take away our food. Vayerdu achei Yosef, and the brothers of Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. Rashi points out, why does the pasuk call the Shvatim with the name achei Yosef and not Bnei Yaakov? He says, because the pasuk wants to stress that the brothers, the Shvatim, did tshuva. They were willing to act towards Yosef like achim, like brothers. And they were willing to redeem him at any price that the Mitzrayim would set. Vayerdu achei Yosef, the brothers of Yosef went down, the ones who were willing to act towards him like a brother. Asara, 10. Rashi asks, why does the pasuk have to tell us that there were 10 brothers? We know that. If Yosef was already in Mitzrayim, and the next pasuk says that Binyamin did not go down with them, so it's 12 minus 2. Obviously, there were 10 who went down to Mitzrayim now. Why does the pasuk say Asara? Rashi answers that the pasuk wants to tell us that their level of love towards Yosef was on 10 different levels. Just like when they hated Yosef, it was on different levels, because the Bnei Bila and the Bnei Zilpah did not hate Yosef as much as the Bnei Leah. So now when they did tshuva, and they were acting towards him as if he was a brother, their level of love was also asara on 10 different levels. Lishbar bar mi Mitzrayim. They went down to Mitzrayim to buy grain. Concerning buying grain, they were all on the same page, on the same level. Ves Binyamin achi Yosef lo sholach Yaakov esecho. And Binyamin, the brother of Yosef, Yaakov did not send together with the 10 brothers. Ki Omar, because Yaakov said, pen yikroenu osoin, lest an accident happen to him on the way. Although an accident can happen in the house also. But since the Satan is mekatreg b'shas hasakana, which means the Satan prosecutes at times of danger, that's why Yaakov did not want to send them on the road, which was perceived in those days as a mokom sakana. Vayavoyu b'nei Yisrael, and the children of Yaakov came lishbar to buy grain b'soy chavoy, amongst the ones who were coming in the city. Yaakov told the Shvatim that they should not be seen together in one entrance, since they were all good-looking and almighty. There would be an ayin hara on them if people would see them all together, 10 mighty and good-looking people together. Therefore, Yaakov told them that they should enter the city in 10 different entrances, 10 different gates. Lishbar b'soy chavoyim. They came to buy b'soy chavoyim by mingling amongst the people that were entering the city. Ki haya harav be'eretz Kanaan. Because there was a hunger in the land of Canaan. V'Yosef hu ha-shalit al ha-oretz. Yosef was the ruler over the land. Hu ha-mashbir l'chol am ha-oretz. He was the feeder of all the people of the land. V'yavoyu achei Yosef, and the brothers of Yosef came, v'yishtachavu lo'i apayim orzo, and they bowed down to the ground. Rashi explains, whenever a lashon of mishtachaveh is used, it is referring to pishut yodayim v'raglayim, spreading out one's hands and feet on the ground. In this pasuk, we see the fulfillment of Yosef's first dream. Yosef's first dream was, "V'hine anachnu ma'almim alumim b'soy chasodeh." We were all tying bundles in the field. My bundle stood up. Your bundle surrounded my bundles and bowed down to my bundle. The dream over there, the first dream, did not say a number, and it did not say anything about the sun and the moon referring to Yaakov or referring to Bila. It just says, your bundles bow down to my bundles. Over here we see the fulfillment of this dream, because the 10 Shvatim bow down to Yosef, not Binyamin, not Yaakov, and not Bila. This was fulfilled over here. The second dream will be fulfilled when they come down the second time with Binyamin and with Yaakov. Then it will be Shemesh, Yareach, Ba'achar, Osor, Koychovim. Yaakov, Bila, and the 11 stars, including Binyamin, will bow down to Yosef. But over here, the first dream, where no number was mentioned, is fulfilled in this pasuk. Vayar Yosef es Echov, and Yosef saw his brothers. Vayakirim, and he recognized them. Vayisnaker Alehem, he acted like a stranger to them. In what way? Vayidaber Itam Koshois, by speaking harshly to them. Vayomer Alehem Me'ayin Bosem, he asked them, where are you from? Vayomer, when they said, Me'eretz Kenan Lishbar Oichel, we came from the land of Canaan to buy food. Vayaker Yosef es Echov, Yosef recognized his brothers, because they looked the same. When he left them, they had a beard, and now they had a beard, so they looked the same, and he recognized them. Vehem, but they, the Shvatim, Lohi Kiruhu, did not recognize Yosef, because when Yosef was sold, he was at the age of 17. He did not have a beard, and now he had a beard, so he looked different, and the brothers did not recognize him. The Mefarshim ask, why didn't the Shvatim recognize Yosef? The Pasuk says that Yaakov and Yosef looked alike. Kiven zikunim hulai, as Rashi says in Vayeshev, ziv ikunim shaloi doimaloi. They looked alike. They had the same appearance. So if Yosef looked like Yaakov without a beard, when Yosef had a beard, he must have looked even more like Yaakov. So why didn't the Shvatim recognize him? And also, we will see further on in the Parsha that Yosef knew so much information about Yaakov's family. He knew that Shimon and Levi killed the city of Shechem. He knew that Binyamin did not have a mother. He knew the order of the Shvatim. Why didn't all this information that Yosef knew tip off the Shvatim that this might be Yosef? And the Mefarshim answer that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want somebody to know something, he does not know. Although there were so many indications that this was Yosef, since Hashem did not want them to realize that this was Yosef, they did not realize. Rashi says a second shot in the Pasuk, Vayaker Yosef es Echov. Yosef recognized his brothers like brothers. When they were in his hands, he recognized them as brothers and had rachmanis on them. But Vehem, they the Shvatim, Lohi Kiruhu, did not recognize Yosef as a brother when Yosef was in their hands. When Yosef was in their hands, they sold him, and they did not recognize him as a brother. Vayizko Yosef esachaloi mois asher cholam lohem. And Yosef remembered the dreams that he dreamt about them. He saw that they came true. Vayomer aleihem, and he said to the Shvatim, Miraglim atem, you are spies. Lirois es ervas haoretz bosem. You came to see the revealed parts of the land, the parts of the land that will be easy to capture. Vayomru elav, and the Shvatim said to Yosef, Lo yadoni, know my master, what you are saying is not true. Vavodecho ba'u lishbar oichel, your servants have come to buy food. Kulonu b'nei ish echad nachnu, we are all the children of one person. Kenem anachnu, we are truthful people. Lehoyu avodecho miraglim, your servants are not spies. Rashi explains that the words kulonu b'nei ish echad nachnu is ruach hakodesh that entered into the words of the Shvatim. Kulonu, all of us, including you, Yosef, are b'nei ish echad, the children of one person. We are all the children of Yaakov. And the Shvatim meant to say over here that we are family people. We are all the children of one person. Therefore, we cannot be spies. Vayomer aleihem, and Yosef said to them, Loi, this is not true what you are telling me. Ki ervas haoretz bosem lirois, you came to see the revealed parts of the land. Yosef told them, why did you come through 10 different gates if you are not miraglim? If you are spies, it makes sense. You wanted to spread out and see the different parts of the country. But if you are not spies, why did you enter in 10 different gates? Vayomru, and they said, Shneim osu avodecha achim anachnu. Your servants are 12 brothers. B'nei ish echad, the son of one person. Be'eretz Canaan, from the land of Canaan. V'hine hakotoin es avinu hayoim. And behold, the younger one is with our father today. V'ho echad. And one of them, Einenu, is not here. We do not know where he is. That's why we separated through 10 different gates, because we were searching for that brother that is lost. Vayom aleihem Yosef, and Yosef said to them, Hu asher dibarti aleichem, this is what I told you, like I said before, Lemor saying, Miraglim atem, you are Miraglim. This that I accused you of being Miraglim is true. Rashi brings down a medrash that says that Yosef told them, what happens if they ask you for a ridiculous amount of money to redeem your brother Yosef? Would you pay it? And they answered, we would pay any amount of money to set him free. So Yosef asked, What happens if they won't give him to you for any amount of money? They said, we came to kill or to be killed. On that, Yosef said, this is what I'm telling you, that you are spies. You are coming to kill the people of my land. I see, through the magic of my cup, that two of you, Shimon and Levi, killed the great big city of Shechem. Bezois tibachenu, by this shall you be tested. Chei Paroi, I swear by Paroi's life, im teitzu mizeh, that you will not leave from this place, ki im bevoi achichem hakotan heino, unless you bring your younger brother over here. Yosef was saying that this would be a proof to me that you really entered into 10 different gates only for the purpose of searching for your lost brother. If you can show me that you have a brother Binyamin that is by your father's house, it would make sense to me that you lost a brother. Because if your father is keeping his other son near him, it must be because he lost a son and does not want to lose this one also. So bring Binyamin here, and that will be a proof that the reason why you entered through 10 gates was to search for the missing brother. Rashi points out that whenever Yosef swore falsely, he would swear by Pari's life. Over here it says, Chei Paroi, I swear by Pari's life that you will not leave here unless you bring Binyamin. And that wasn't true, because at the end, he will send all the Shvatim home, except for one, even though Binyamin was not brought back yet. So this was a false Shvua, and when he swore falsely, he swore by Pari. Shilchu mikem echod. Right now Yosef was saying, send one person home, v'yikach es achichem, and he should bring your brother Binyamin, v'atem he'osru, and the rest of you will be locked up, v'yibochan u'divreichem, and we will test your words, ha'emes itchem, if the truth is with you, v'imloi, and if it is not true, che'paroi kimraglim atem, I swear by Paroi's life that you are miraglim, you are spies. V'yesef oisem el mishmor shloshes yamim. He locked them up in jail for 3 days. Vayomer aleihem Yosef bayom hashlishi, and Yosef said to them on the third day, Zois asu v'chiyu. This is what you should do in order that you should live. Esor likim ani yorei, I fear Hashem, and therefore I will let all of you go home, and only one of you will stay, in order that all of you can bring food for your father. One of you will wait here as a hostage until you bring back Binyamin. It's interesting that Yosef would use a lashon of Elokim ani yorei, speaking about Hashem, Shem Shamayim Shogo Befiv, if he was trying to conceal from the brothers that he was Yosef. And we find this also further on in Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Chav Tes, where he said, Elokim Yochnecha Beni, Hashem should give you Chain, my son. Why was Yosef using a lashon Elokim if he was trying to hide his identity from the brothers? Zok Rashi inside Pasuk Aleph. Hayar Yaakov kiyei sheva b'Mitzrayim. Frek Rashi u'mehechon ro. Where did he see that there was food in Mitzrayim? V'haloi loy ro el shoma. He did not see, but rather he only heard. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Pasuk Beis, hine shomati kiyei sheva b'Mitzrayim. I heard that there was grain in Mitzrayim. U'mahu vayar. Why does it say vayar? Zok Rashi. Ro bes bas baklaria shel kodesh. He saw through his holy vision, through his ruach hakodesh, she'adayin yesh loy sever b'Mitzrayim, that there was still hope in Mitzrayim. For lahoisa nevuah mamish. It was not a clear nevuah, lahoidiyoid beferish shezeh Yosef, to make it known to him specifically that it was Yosef. He just saw that there was hope in Mitzrayim. Lama tisro, lama tiru asmechem b'fnei b'nei Yishmael u'b'nei Esav. Why should you display yourself in front of the children of Esav and Yishmael, ki ilu atem seveim, as if you are satisfied? Ki ba'osei shah adayin hoya lohem tvua. At that time, they still had tvua. According to this pshat, the lashon of tisro is from the lashon of raveh, which means satisfied. V'li nira, kiputoi. I think the pashup shot is, Lama Tisro, Lama Yu Hakol Mistakle Bochem. Why should everybody look at you, Umasmiyam Bochem, and be astonished at you, She'enatem Mevakshin Lochem Oichel, that you do not seek food, Beterem She'ichle Masha B'yetchem, before what is in your hand will be finished. According to this pshat, Lama Tisro means, why should everybody look at you? Umipi acherim shamati, from others I have heard, shehu lashon kechisho, it is a language of becoming weak. Lama tiyu kechushim barov, why should you become weak through hunger? According to this pshat, the Mefarshim explain, it is also a lashon of raveh, a lashon of being satisfied. But we find that sometimes a word can mean the thing itself and its opposite. Like Rashi always brings down. For example, shoresh can mean a root. Tisharesh can mean to uproot. So too over here, the shoresh can mean raveh, which means satisfied. But it can also mean tisra'u, to become weak. V'daimeloi, and we find the pasuk in Mishlei, umarveh, one who gives satisfaction, gam hu yoreh, will also be satisfied. So the word marveh means to be satisfied. But over here it is being used in the opposite way, tisra'u. Why should you become weak through hunger? V'loi amar l'chu, Yaakov did not say l'chu, go to Mitzrayim. Remez, it is a hint, l'masayim v'eser shonim shenishtabdu l'mitzrayim. It is hinting to the 210 years that the Yidden worked in Mitzrayim. Kiminyan redu, like the numerical value of redu. Yaakov specifically used the terminology of redu to hint that they will be in Mitzrayim for 210 years. Zagrashi vayerdu achei Yosef. For like kosa b'nei Yaakov, the pasuk does not say that b'nei Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim. Melamed, this is to teach us. Shehoyu mischaretin b'mechirosoi. They regretted selling him. V'nosnu libam lisnai imoy ba'achvo. And they set their hearts to deal with him like a brother. V'lifdoisoi, and to redeem him. B'chol momoyin sheyiposku aleihem. At any amount of money which the Mitzrayim will set to redeem Yosef. Asara, matam aloyma, why does the pasuk have to say that 10 went down to Mitzrayim? Falaksiv es binyamin achei Yosef loishoach. The pasuk says in pasuk Dalit that Yaakov did not send binyamin with them, so obviously they were 10. El le'inyin ha'achva, with regard to the brotherhood, it says that they were 10. Hayu chalukim la'asara, they were divided into 10 different levels. Shelohoysa ahavas kulam, v'sinas kulam shavaloy. Their hatred and their love towards him was not equal. As Maskil David explains, the lashon of Ahavas Kulam v'sinas Kulam. Since their sinas Kulam, their hatred towards Yosef was not equal when they hated him. The B'nai Bila and B'nai Zilpa did not hate Yosef as much as the B'nai Leah. Therefore, when they did tshuva, their Ahavas Kulam, their level of love towards Yosef was not either equal. Aval le'inyan lishbar bar, but concerning to buy grain, kulam lev echod lahem, they all had an equal heart. Penyikro enu osoin, Yaakov did not want to send Binyamin lest an accident happen. Umevayis loikro enu osoin, in the house an accident won't happen. Omer Rabbalos ben Yaakov, Zok Rabbalos ben Yaakov, Mikan, from here we see, Shah Satan mekatreg bishas hasakono. The Satan prosecutes at times of danger, and therefore Yaakov did not want to send Binyamin on the road. B'toicha boim matminin atzmon, they hid themselves, shelayakirum, in order that people should not recognize and notice them, l'fishatzivo lohem avihem, since their father commanded them, shelayisro kulam v'pesach echod, that they should not all be seen in one entrance, elo sheikones kol echad b'pischoi, each one should come into a separate entrance, k'dei shelay tishloi b'hem ayin hara, in order that an ayin hara should not affect them, shekulam noyim v'kulam gibarim, because they were all good looking and they were all mighty. So therefore Yaakov did not want them to be seen together. Vayishtachavu loy apayim orzo, and the brothers bowed down to Yosef. Nishtatchu loy apneihem, they spread themselves out on their faces. V'chein kol loshon hishtachavu pishut yodayim v'raglayim. Whenever the Torah says mishtachave, a loshon of bowing down, it is spreading out one's hands and feet on the ground. Vayisnachar aleihem, and Yosef acted like a stranger to them. Nasalehem kenachri bedvorim ledaber koshes, he acted like a stranger to them to speak harshly to them. Vayaka Yosef recognized his brothers, lefi shehinicham chasume zokin, because when he left them, they all had beards, and they have beards now. Vehem lo yikiruhu, she also may ask lambalei chasim zokin. He left them at the age of 17 without a beard. Va'achshav mitzau bechasim zokin. But now he was 30 years old and he had a beard, and therefore they did not recognize him. Umedrash agodo vayakir Yosef esechov kishenimsu biyodoi, when they were given over into Yosef's hands, hikir shehim echov, he recognized them as brothers. V'richem aleihem, and he had mercy on them. V'heim lo yikiruhu, but they did not recognize Yosef, kishinofal biyodom, when he fell into their hands, linog boy achvon, to act towards him like a brother. And Yosef remembered the dreams, Asher Cholam Lohem, Zokrashi Alehem, what he dreamt about them. Lohem is like Alehem. Yoda Shineskaimu. And now he knew that they were fulfilled, Shaharei Shtachvuloi, because they bowed down to him. Ervas Haoretz. Yosef said, you are spies, you came to see the Ervas Haoretz. Giloi Haoretz, the revealed parts of the land. Mehechon Hinoiche Lichobesh, where it is easy to capture. Kamoi, like the pasuk says, Es Mekoira, her source, Hera, she revealed. So we see the lashon of Hera, Erva, means to reveal. Ukmoi, Eroim ve'erya, naked and bare. Vechein kol Erva shebemikwa lashon giloi. Whenever the pasuk says Erva, it means a language of revealing. Metargum unkelis bitko da'ara. Targum says Erva sa'oritz means the broken parts of the land. Kamoi bedek habayis, the broken parts of the house. Ra'ua habayis, the defects in the house. Avaloi dikdek lefarisho achar lashon hamikwa. Targum was not careful to explain the language in the pasuk, although the meaning of the pasuk is correct, because just like Rashi says, the revealed parts of the land, that in essence means the broken parts of the land, the places where it is easy to capture, but the actual taish of the word, according to Targum, is wrong. Erva does not mean broken. Lo yadoni, lo tamer kein, you should not say this about us, shehari avadecho boyu lishbar oichel, because your servants have come to buy food. Kulanu bnei ish echad nachnu, nitznitza bohem ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh entered into the shvatim, v'kalaluhu imohem, and they included Yosef with them, she'af hu ben avihem, because he too was the son of Yaakov. Kulanu bnei ish echad nachnu, all of us, including Yosef, are the son of one person. Kenim amitayim, we are truthful people. Kemoi, kein dibarta, you have spoken correctly. Kein bnei slavcha dovrois, the bnei slavcha have spoken correctly. And his anger was not correct. Yosef said, this is not true. You came to see the revealed parts of the land. Because you entered into 10 different gates. Why did you not enter into one gate? And they answered, and because of that one brother that is lost, we separated ourselves, we dispersed ourselves through 10 different gates in order to look for him. So they answered, the reason why we went into 10 different gates was because we wanted to look for our lost brother. Masbil David asks, why didn't the brothers say the truth? Why couldn't they say that we did not want to be in one gate because we were afraid of Ayin Hara? Maskal David answers that the Shvatim were afraid to say that because Yosef might perceive this as a negative statement towards the Mitzrayim. By saying that they were worried about the Mitzrayim giving them an Ayin Hara, this is as if they were saying that the Mitzrayim are a nation of witchcraft and they will cast some type of a spell on us. Therefore, they did not want to say that, and they said that they spread out in order to look for their lost brother. So Rashi, Hu Asher Dibarti, Hadavar Asher Dibarti Sha'ata Meraglim, Hu Ha'emes V'Hanochot. This that I have stated before, that you are spies, is the truth. Zehu Lefi Pshutai, that is the simple meaning of the pasuk. Umidrashoi, Omerloi, Yosef said, V'ilu Matzosem Oisai, V'Yiposku Alechem Momen Harba, Tifadu. If you find him, and they will set a high ransom for him, will you still redeem him? Amruloi, they said to him, Hain, yes. What happens if they say that they will not return him at any price? What will you do? Amru, they said, Lekach banu. That's why we came. Laharoi oy lehore. To kill or to be killed. Amalahem, Yosef said to them, Hu asher dibarti aleichem. This is what I have already stated about you. Larog b'nei ho'ir bosem. That you came to kill the people of my city. Menachesh ani begavio shali. I can do witchcraft with my cup, and I see Sheshnayim mikem hechrivu kach gadol shel Shechem. Two of you destroyed the big city of Shechem. Che Pare Zagrashi im yechye Pare. If Pare lives, I swear by Pare's life. Kishehayanishba l'sheker hayanishba b'chayy Pare. When Yosef swore falsely, he swore in the name of Pare. And since over here he swore falsely by saying that nobody will leave until Binyamin is brought here, therefore he swore in Pari's name. Im teitzu mizeh, You will not leave from this place, mizeh from this, min hamokam hazeh, it means from this place. Ha emes etchem, im emes etchem, if the truth is with you. Lefichoch hei nokot pasach, that's why there is a pasach under the hay of the word ha emes, shehu kamoi beloshen teimo, because it is an expression of a question. Ha emes etchem, is the truth with you? And we see Rashi said this already earlier in Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Ches, on the word Hanimtzoch Hazeh. Also over there is a Pasach under the hay, and it is a Lashon of Tema, a Lashon of a question. V'imlai Tiviyu, and if you will not bring Binyamin, Chei Parai, I swear by Parai's life, Ki Miraglam Atem, that you are Miraglam. Zok Rashi Mishmar, what does Mishmar mean? Beis Ha'asurim, the jail. Sifsei Chachamim asks, why does Rashi explain the word Mishmar over here, when the word Mishmar was mentioned many times earlier in Parshas Vayeshev? For example, in Perek Mem, Pasuk Gimel, where the Pasuk says, Vayitein Oysom b'Mishmar, he placed them in the jail. Rashi does not say over there, Mishmar means a Beis HaAsurim. Sifsei Chachamim answers, because in that Pasuk, it says Mishmar and Beis HaSoyar. Vayitein Oysom b'Mishmar Beis HaTabochim el Beis HaSoyar. And since the Beis HaSoyar is a jail, Mishmar must also mean a jail. But in our Pasuk, where it just says Mishmar, like the Pasuk says, Vayesoiv Oysom El Mishmar Shloishes Yomim, Rashi wants to tell us, here too, even though Mishmar is being used alone, it means a jail.